This is Navigate with ID Enang.
Good afternoon, distinguished listeners and friends that have just joined us on this beautiful program on this great station, Lagos Talks 91.3 FM. You know this, I have this real challenge within the Megaletrics family. If I was to ask you which of the four stations actually would be my heart and which one would be my head,
it's a no-brainer. Your heart is here.
Lagos Talks.
Of course.
And where would my head be?
In Classic.
Very correct.
Yeah. There you go.
So that means I owe you.
Yeah, you do.
I owe you one. Got this one. Yeah. Well, friends, I'm here because my heart is here. And I know that Lagos Talks, in one way or the other, is providing you some rich content that is improving your day-to-day life and then the time to understand and to gain more knowledge. This month is a very special month, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to the month of September. September is a month I think I've said this many a time. It's one of those months I step into it and I feel extremely excited for different reasons. But one that really strikes the chord is the fact that throughout my career, my corporate career, September was one month. September and March were 2 months, but led by September, where all the top jobs or the roles that I had to play, either in terms of promotion or taking on new assignments, I always got my letters in September.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of funny. Okay. I can tell you, the last set of jobs that I had, Samsung, I started Samsung in September. And then you look at Cadbury was September,
okay,
as commercial director. And then when you go to March, I joined the Coca-Cola company in March. I joined Guinness in March.
Hmm.
The only piece that was different was L'Oreal, that I started April 1, but that's closer to March.
Okay.
But in terms of the positions I held at Coca-Cola or Guinness, I got most of my letters to kick in,
yes,
at about September. So September it's really a special month. And indeed, on top of that, my wife, Dr. Susu, 6th of September is her birthday. So, guess who's been on my case?
Morenike.
Yes.
To do what?
She said to me, Friday is mommy's birthday. You know what? She needs to make a card.
Aww.
She needs some glue. So I had to manufacture. She said she had super glue. And one of my guys, my security guys, had to make some concoction, and we bought her glue. And then she's gone digital, taking her tablet. And by the way, asked me to send her a lot of the pictures of the mom.
Oh,
and I'm
sweet.
Going somewhere because we're going to talk about the subject of the month.
Okay.
Then morphed out and probably asked the mom and said, what does she want for a birthday gift? Can I get you a dress? What color? And she came to me and said, buy a dress. For a change, just buy a dress. So here I am. I have to look for a dress to buy for Dr. Mrs. And of course, the main actor and the comedian is the lady of the house, Morenike, driving everything. Where I'm heading is the subject I'll be looking at this month on the word excellence. And we're going to be looking at excellence and how we're going to ignite excellence. You know, it starts from just little things that we do. And many of us do not even see that if you take it with that same gusto and passion, you would actually deliver on what you expect. So we've come out of making life count, and it's important that we start looking at how we build the capacity for excellence. I just discovered that the average Nigerian does not think excellently. Neither do they look at excellence as something that they need to carry through. And so I'm going to start on that pedestal and take it as we've stepped into the Ember months. This Ember month, September, October, November, December, as we get into the bar months, we will just ease into changing our entire mindsets and saying to ourselves that we want to become people of excellence, that the spirit of excellence must begin to pervade whatever we do, and make sure we see through and follow through, because it is stately. That is what is going to determine where you're headed and who will who will appreciate you when you get there. The reality is that if you don't have a picture of excellence, nobody can help you. You know, if you're blind to the fact that you need to have a picture of excellence, regardless of what anybody says, is water on the back of a duck. That's why it appears sometimes when a lot of people are making so much noise about an item, the person they are referring to or speaking to on a certain matter has no idea what they are saying, because he or she either is dull of hearing or does not have a clear vision or a sense or picture of excellence. I had to go look at the American Heritage Dictionary to pull out the definition of excellence, and that one more or less fits the bill and would allow me begin to, you know, dimensionalize it in a way that you and I can begin to, you know, appropriate some of these attributes and begin to make our life change and make our society better. When you don't have it, you don't have it. But it doesn't mean you can't have it. It's all a function of your mindset. So the American Heritage Dictionary defines excellence as the state, quality, or condition of excelling. It also speaks to it as superiority. And so the word excel is defined as to do or be better than. It's also seen as surpassing, to show superiority, to surpass others. I'm talking about excel. Then under that particular word called excel, which brings you excellence, the following terms are typically listed and they are explained as synonyms. That is, you can easily replace the word excel with the following words. Excel itself, surpass, I said that before, exceed, transcend, outdo, outstrip. All of these words suggest the concept of going beyond a limit or standard. Stop. Where we are as a people is because we have not gone beyond a limit or standard. Nigeria expects so much. Let me tell you how it grieves my heart when certain things happen and I say, I thought we had gone past this. A very simple case. You walk into a store and you present your ATM card. They take the POS machine. And then the next thing, they all turn to some form of monkey. Somebody standing on top of a chair, raising the hand in some august manner, just for network. And you just look at them and say, this is bizarre. I mean, I lived 3 years in Kenya. I never saw anybody sit on a chair or stand on a chair or raise their hands to make network connect with. I'm talking about 20 years ago, in the year 2000. Whether it was a credit card, whether it was a debit card, not one time did I find anybody in any store in Kenya, whether Nairobi, whether Mombasa, whether Kericho, whether Kisii, whether Kisumu, because I was country manager, I had to travel around. I never at one time did my ATM card fail in any of the regions. Not one time. In 2000. This is 2020. Can I say that of my country? And so, you wonder why we are in that state? It's because we've not gone beyond a limit or standard. Why? We provided ATM for everybody. Oh, Nigeria, yes, their cards, standard. And between standard and excellence is mediocrity. So you find that we have gotten so used to so many things. Let me give you another example. Banking. There was a particular bank, you know, I'm not going to give them full airtime, that I banked with in Kenya in 2000. I probably went into the banking hall not more than, in my 3 years stay in Kenya, I went into the banking hall not more than 5 times. Not more than 5. And the last 2 or 3 was because my wife and son traveled and our bag was stolen in the female washroom at Gatwick Airport on their way back from the US. And, you know, I had to go in there to get copies of our passports, et cetera, to start the filing. That took me to the bank. So take it that if you extract that particular incident, I probably went into that bank no more than 3 times. You know why? I didn't have to go in there. All my checks, all my cash deposit, it was through the ATM in the year 2000 at Yaya Center. All I needed to do was get the notes with an envelope. I'll put the amount, put in my card, drop it, and the next minute I get a slip and I'm out. And if it's a check, I lodge my check through the ATM in year 2000. Show me one bank in Nigeria that can lodge a check. And yet, it's about having that lens of excellence. Yet, we have fantastic CEOs. We have fantastic great men who have on PJs, DJs, CJs. And you ask yourself, why have we not moved beyond that situation? It's because excellence is not a watchword. You know the funny thing? The same CEOs or boards demand excellence from their people. And you ask yourself, what exactly are they doing? It tells you that it's an individual thing. And that's why a Joseph, that's why a Daniel can come with the spirit of excellence that nobody can find any error in him. Excellence is not a group, it's not a group attribute. It's an attribute an individual must possess to be able to launch forward and make it happen. So when you hear the word to excel, it means to be preeminent. It means to be, to perform at a level that is higher than that of another or others. When you hear the word surpass, it is another space where it takes you to be superior in performance. So imagine Nigeria in the Committee of Nations in Africa. Nigeria should not be where Nigeria is now. We should have surpassed so many countries. I mean, little Gambia here, that is probably one road you get into Gambia. You know, what do you call this? The beaches you have on Lekki stretch. I mean, that's the way Gambia is. Apart from, you just have just one stretch where the water is and all the hotels are there. And then you come into the town, you can count the number of human beings there, but your card will not fail in Gambia. But you can't have that in Lekki. Or even Surulere, they'll tell you, "Oga, come back, Abe, go collect cash. Go to any supermarket and just buy items." And they'll tell you, "Please, you know, whenever it happens to me, I just walk away. I just leave it there. I say, sorry, I didn't take your goods, so I'll leave it there. You can undo your machine and take it back." I can't, for the life of me, go to an ATM and start, you wait there after the queue. Why? Because I want to make payments for a service. And yet, millions and billions are being built, almost wasted on infrastructural development. Do we understand what excellence is? What does it mean to excel? Another word, key word, is to transcend. To transcend often implies the attainment of a level so high that comparison is hardly possible. As Nigeria or Nigerians transcended to a space where they're going to look at us, the answer is yes, we have. And I know it. But you know what? The things that are holding us down are the things that are inconsequential. We are majoring in minors. And so rather than seeing the big picture, we are consistently following the trees and hanging on trees, whereas we should be seeing the forest. Big picture thinking has left us because everybody is greedy to have a pie on the tree and forgets that, hey, it's the trees that make up the forest. But we are so eager about pulling down one tree, getting to the roots of it, and uprooting it for our own selves without seeing. And so, the collective, you know, just if you go around the world, I bet you, you're going to find Nigerians doing extraordinary stuff. Not ordinary, extraordinary stuff. But what news do we hear? What do we peddle? The ordinary stuff, and we make that the order of the day. Whereas, if we have a spirit of excellence, our journalists will not be slapped and they'll come back and bounce back. They created it themselves. And I looked at it, I've been saying it for as long as God has given me life and breath, that when the brown envelopes become the order of the day, for just a simple, a paltry change, a journalist will move from one to the other. And these same people that are paying the piper will dictate the tune. That's it. So when will you have a voice? When your voice is muted, the remote control is with somebody else. And so why do you want to cry foul today? Because they've not transcended beyond the picture of Colletier, Oga. When they see themselves as the truly the fourth estate, then they will not sit down and they will not consciously do the things that will pay for in the future. And then start back shouting, we are writing, we are the institute of that, union of superfluity of naughtiness. That is what Paul calls it. And if I have to add my own little English to it, it's hocus pocus. Deliberate mysterious nonsense. Because they have not transcended that level of collecting to 2 naira. You go into any function and they'll come to you. I write for so-so, sir. I heard your name. Very nice speech, sir. Well done, sir. I can carry you in my paper. They do that. And then when you come, why wouldn't anybody rubbish you? They will. Because you've not transcended the plane that they see you as errands boys. When you lift that bar and take it to the level of professionalism, you will see what would happen. I mean, kudos to the Institute of Marketing of Nigeria that I belong. I'm a fellow of the Institute. We have had a landmark election this year. But you did not hear of anybody going to court or turning one down the other. And it was done virtually. We had a debate. Just truly participated. We had a campaign. We did all we did. And we elected officers. But you know what? It was done professionally. And we came out of it. It's a lesson to say that things can happen in this country, but it takes the picture of excellence. If you don't have that picture, you can blame it on anything. You can blame the Marines, blame the birds that are, those ones that are flying and enjoying themselves. See, now that bird cusser. Another key word there is outstrip. Outstrip is often interchangeable with outdo, but strongly suggests leaving another behind, as in a contest. You know, where Nigeria is, there's so many. I mean, I was watching Chief Julie Koka's 80th birthday. And I said, once upon a time, that Nigeria, WNTV was the third TV station in the world. Before any of this Western countries could think of television, this country had a television station in Ibadan, number 3 in the world. Nigeria did, yes. Our own Julie Koka, 80th birthday. So that tells you it's not so far. So our independence very soon will be 60. And you ask yourself, is it truly a diamond jubilee? Should it have been a diamond jubilee? Who foresaw today that Nigeria will hit 60 and began to walk towards that 60th? That person should have had the spirit and the vision called excellence. So if you do not have a sense to surpass, if you don't have the spirit to exceed where you are, then the spirit of excellence has walked away from you, or you don't even have it. Don't blame anybody. Many parents now are looking through the lenses of their children to gain excellence that they didn't have. So I want my son to be a doctor. Were you a doctor? What stopped you from being a doctor? One day I had to challenge my dad. I had to. If he's laughing. You know, I just wish my old man in Nicola Bonek would hear most of this. But when I have my book launch and the man manages to come, that's if he comes, if he can carry his 85-year-old body and leave his wife. They are both like 5 and 6 and they can come. Then I'll ask you to, all of the things I say, ask him. Or put a call and one day you speak to him. I'm very serious. He will just tell you that son of mine is something else. My father would tell me something very profound. My first jump, I filled theater arts, University of Nigeria, Nsukka. He looked at me and said, take this thing away, stupid thing. I bought it 5 naira, stupid thing. You want to study what? You want to become an alue. You know, then that's Babasala. Said you want to be a, take it away. Can't you see your, can't you see engineering, architecture and all of that? I said to him, I didn't want to do that. But then I then asked him, I said, Daddy, what stopped you from being a doctor? He said, will you get away from here? But growing up, I had to now ask him the question another time in a different way, because I now understood that at the point he had to leave home to come to Lagos and take his father's liabilities, he had to take his father's assets that became liabilities to him. I beg your pardon. What do I mean? My grandfather had 7 wives, and he was the first son of the first wife. And so automatically, the man, after he finished his secondary education at Methodist College, Uzuakole, had to look for a job so he could sustain himself and then his brothers and sisters. And where else could he be? He got a job, P&T. Don't worry, when I open my book, you'll see part of it in there. P&T, and this place at Oshodi is where they stayed before he now had his house, a small, face me, I slap you, at Clegg Street in Sule. And then God raised him, got a job. What am I saying? That in itself, every dream the man had, to become somebody. He wanted also to become a notable person in a notable profession. He couldn't, because he had to take care of his brothers and sisters. Not necessarily his direct, but his stepbrothers and sisters. That is what we do. You know why? We do it because it is our nature, it's our culture, it's our tradition. But it's a tradition that should be questioned around what is the picture of excellence. That, and I will tell you today, if you are listening to me, don't make the mistake my father made. If your father or your parents, your father, because it's a man that takes responsibility, if your father has a retinue of children, don't go breaking your head to die to train his children. They are his assets. If you take them on, they will become liabilities to you. But if you are strong enough, you must grow the muscle and have a picture of excellence and say, I want to transcend being, we're a family where we know all of us are always hand to mouth. I want to go beyond this. And that is the picture of excellence. My friend, go for it. And when you get there, like Joseph, you can now call them and restore them wherever they want to go through. Because if you start from where you are and you start training the retinue of assets that belong to your father, it's not that it's wrong, but trust me, you will not go beyond the table. And these same people, after training them, they will be demanding entitlement. Brother, doing nothing, they will come to your house. Even when you get married, they are the ones that will blow whistle. That within, they didn't give me one piece of meat. Okay, brother, can you imagine your wife gave me, I don't have such brothers, I don't have such stepbrothers or stepsisters, nada, I don't have no step, nothing. But if you try that in my house, I will raise you like football. And as Sagalu, I will come out you for there. But we are taking it because we do not have a spirit of excellence. So if we are going to ignite excellence, friends, and I mean it, it's a personal decision that you have to choose to do some things differently. And I'm going to use words, and thank God I'm taking them from the dictionary. I'm not manufacturing these words. That's why I brought the synonyms of excel. So let me come to igniting, because I said this month it's going to be about igniting excellence. What does it mean to ignite? Igniting is to cause to burn. I want you, the flame, the passion that you have of excellence to start. Igniting is to set fire to. Igniting is to arouse the passions of. And igniting is to bring about or provoke suddenly. So I want to provoke some of you. I want to provoke. I want to stir up something. So let me come to excellence. So if I say igniting and I'm about to provoke excellence, what does excellence mean? Excellence is a quality of being outstanding. If you're going to play this track for me, outstanding. You know, I like playing that track, yeah, Gap Band. And this is really, or if you know any of this, your Sufi Ntaka kind of music, that none, if he has asked me to leave her alone. Excellence is a quality of being outstanding or extremely good. Are you extremely good in your craft? Are you outstanding? Many of us just stay with the standard, like Nigeria, ATM is working. CBN is proud that banks are proud. We've given you ATM cards. So what? You walk into a store, you are embarrassed. Is that the picture of excellence? The answer is no. A small country like Ghana, you'll go in there, they will not tell you, come back tomorrow, come back today. Oga, go and use ATM. A small country like Kenya, population-wise and resources-wise, they have no oil. What they have is your own Obudu cattle ranch. What they have is your Yankari game reserve. At home, we've eaten all the animals and finished everything and turned it to pepper soup. They are using theirs to make money, and yet, because of oil, we can't think or take ourselves on a direction. So the citizens are pauperized because of their thinking. No government can give you what you're looking for because your government is your people. As a people, the government. As a people, the government. As a government, the people. Your leaders can't give you what you want because they are like you. We are all the same until we have men, women that have the picture of excellence. They will begin to say, this is not right. I will not sign up for this. It's not going to happen. Not on my watch. I don't want to embarrass the companies I worked for, especially one. Because the day I entered, I resumed that company. And they were wearing, they had this special uniform they would wear every Monday. Red shirt, everybody would wear it. They called it MFV. I won't tell you the company. You don't know. I went to many, I worked in different companies. I got there, I humored them, and I wore it. When we were going home, I noticed that people were putting pullovers over this shirt that was supposed to be the pride of the company. And I went back to the MD the following week. I said, going home, I saw something. I saw staff. They were not proud of wearing it. So it means this thing is just a facade. And I gave them the second Monday. I now thoroughly waited and investigated. And I saw that it was just a mere rhetoric. Physical public rhetoric. And guess what I did? I told my team and I told them that today, I'm not wearing this thing again. And what brought me to that point? I went to my table because I had just resumed. I had just taken that job. I was fresh on the seat, like fresh, very fresh, 1 week. And I saw claims that have been brought for me to approve. And there were travel allowances that people were just retiring after 3 months. And this was supposed to be a company that was driving a managing for value program that was embodied in the philosophy of what we wear. I said, this is hypocrisy at this level. And I said to them, if people, you can't see it in their lives and in the way they are walking, T-shirts cannot make it. And I immediately told them from that day, I will not wear it again. And I told members of my team, I am not wearing it again. If I, as a very senior executive, I refuse not to wear, let me see what will happen. That month, by the following month, it was withdrawn totally. And we stopped wearing. It took one man to make that difference. I'm not calling the company, but those that know. Many of you, because you have not seen excellence in its same place, you allow anything go. Manage it like that. How did we get here? It's because we lack. We totally lack a sense of excellence. So what is excellence in life? A life of excellence is a life that surpasses the standard. And that quality comes from inside. It comes from inside, friends. Don't fool yourself. Even if somebody travels, if you travel 20 times. Look at how many times our leaders travel. The only place they come back with, they come back with Chinese. And the next minute now, everywhere we start looking, you start seeing, when they start marrying our women, very soon you start seeing some people, their eyes will be divided, you know, and you know that this is, like if you're now Arabian, they'll say, oh, if you look very Chinese, you know, not, you understand, later, you start selling the products. And you wonder why. Because we are sowing where we will ultimately, 10 years from now, you see second generation Chinese that will be Nigerians. But you're not seeing that picture happen, but it will happen. So every person has a different and their own definition of excellence. But I want to submit to you as we go on this break that a life of excellence is a life with a purpose. If there's no purpose, there are no goals. So if you set yourself down and you're looking at anything that you're not happy about, then you know that something is missing. Whatever light touches leaves. The light of excellence is something that radiates as a candle from the inside. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You'll just be standard or at best below standard. And if you do give the very best of your best, you become mediocre. And you start riding and saying, I've arrived. You have not arrived. Because in the committee of nations, in the committee of existential people that understand excellence, you are a no non-entity. Nigerians take our cards abroad. You know, there was one particular incident that was very, very shocking. We went on a cruise and we're sitting and we need to check in your cards. Most of our friends that were Nigerians, we all, now getting there to, you know, you need to just register a card, a credit or a debit card. 90% of the Nigerian cards failed. And these guys were about, and so they had to resort to what? When we get to the next stop, they'll go out, use the ATM to get cash to come and pay their bills ultimately. Why? And then the bank executives will sit down and they are making themselves so proud. And we have a central bank. We have regulatory bodies. We should be ashamed because next door, Bene is working. Once upon a time, we used to laugh at them that we are giving them light. Now I'm sure they are looking at us and saying, can that be the same Nigeria? Even the road network tells you, to these people, does excellence run in their veins? But guess what? Miss us outside. We wear the designers. We are speaking good English and we are dancing, music. Yeah, we are doing so well. But is that what a life of excellence is about? I leave you to make that judge of that situation. As for me, my lens will remain that lens of excellence. As I approach it and trust God for it, I know I'll receive it. That's why I believe that this country, the day the eyes open, or the Nigerians, they open their eyes and they see the vanities that are being plagued upon themselves, is self-induced. A forefather in Nigeria's problem is Tiwa, now we they do ourselves, no be anybody. And nobody, I've said it times without number, don't expect America, UK, all those countries you call, bring them, if you like, do like Ben Bruce, call them to come and do, they can't help you. We have to help ourselves. And it starts from one man, one woman, having a picture of excellence. This is how it should be. Don't go away, we'll be right back. The topic of reference is excellence. God bless you. We'll be back.
This is Navigate with ID.
Brought to you by Corporate Shepherds.
Welcome back, dear friends, to Navigate with ID. Just in case you're joining us, it's Navigate with ID. And we're looking at a very interesting theme for this month, Igniting Excellence. And that track you listened to was very deliberate. It was by the Gap Band many years ago. For those of you that are old school buffs like myself, the Gap Band had this track, Outstanding. And I think these three guys must have seen a very beautiful woman, and that's why they sang, Girl, You Knock Me Off. Now, if you see that as distinctive quality coming from excellence, it means the quality of being outstanding or extremely good. So why are we allowing mediocrity, what words could I use substandard lifestyle, thinking. We accept mediocrity as a way of life, and it has become a part of us. Like I say to you, I've been around Africa. I've had the privilege of working and overseeing, working across the length and breadth of sub-Saharan Africa. I've done a bit of North Africa, but not as much as sub-Saharan Africa. Not one time have I gone into a store or a restaurant and they'll take the POS machine and somebody has to climb a tree and still stretch their hands and looking for network. And yet, we've invested so much on this one item. Look at power. Can I shock you? I was leaving this country to go to Kenya as an expatriate in 2000. Year 2000. Kenya had some issues with power then. And they said to us we're shedding weight. Or shedding power. Power, load shedding. And so, I was going to live in an area. We're going to live in an area called Lavington. Lavington is would be like your Ikoyi type setting there in Nairobi. I carried in the ship, part of when we were going to ship our items, you know, we were there, my family and I were then, we stayed in a, what do you call them? An apartment. We spent time at an apartment for 3 months before our stuff came in, 3 months after the stuff came in. Inside our stuff, we had a big 10 kVA generator that I bought from here. God is witness. You see, the way I carried that generator to Nairobi, that's why I carry and come back. We didn't open it one day. I kid you not. And we got there. The whole stuff about issues they had with power, they managed it such that there was still power enough for you to run the lines. And of course, the city, I mean, where we stayed, there was no air conditioner in the houses. We didn't have ACs in our houses. And in Lavington then, we didn't. There was no AC. You would freeze to death. But more importantly, I'll tell you this. When you had a power issue in your flat apartment at 1 a.m. and you call Kenya Power, at 1 a.m., you will get them to, they will be there in less than 30 minutes. They'll fix it 2 a.m. in the morning and they'll go back. I'm a living witness of this happened 20 years ago. An African country. I'm not talking. I really go back in time. So when we are sitting down and someone is saying to you, it cannot happen here, there's something is wrong. Nigerians need to have that surgery to see that we can work and drive excellence. Being outstanding, don't settle for less. Same thing in terms of the quality of people that will lead us. Like a colleague of mine found out that his local government chairman was his plumber. Why wouldn't he be the plumber when all of us are busy driving, we are driving range and feeling cool as elites? Who is going to serve? His plumber was local government chairman. This someone has, Egarosa, I'm actually. Yeah, chairman. All of a sudden, the guy too was a big boy. Because we take it across the entire spectrum. And yet we are all, you know what? The average Nigerian is very hopeful of utopia. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. Yeah, there'll be a new day. Friends, yesterday and the last night, I opened the phone lines. This topic, I hope at the end, you and I will begin to think deeply, starting from ourselves. Do you have a picture of excellence? If you don't, it can be cultivated. I told you from the beginning that I'm igniting excellence. I want to provoke it. I want to stir it up. Because all this jabba-jabba nonsense that we do, manage it like that. Manage it like that. I said, keep quiet. What do you mean manage it like that? If you want me to take off on a different plane, just come to me and say, okay, manage it like that. I will invoke everything that I have and show you. It can't happen around me. Can't. It won't. Because I won't accept it. Don't tell me, okay, take it like that. No, I won't. I refuse to. We do it to the extent that we offend God. So if you look down and say, I've given these guys everything, and yet they are still there as paupers. Something is wrong with their brains. It's their mindset. They are thick. It's thick like cement. We need to unlock it. Lagos Talks. Let me open the phone lines. Reel out the numbers. 0809-191-3913. 0809-222-0913. And 0809-234-5913. Lagos Talks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Who is that?
Yeah. Ebuka.
Ebuka, you don't say my blood they hot now, so just
as they talk. Say my blood they hot as I did.
Okay, so quick.
Yes, to get honestly, because these are comfort zone tire per se. Not like this very huge. Your plumber, you are busy, your AC car, and the plumbing leak. This country, we are too comfortable, we are too relaxed. That's why I don't just get together. I appreciate your service.
Thank you. You know, what I'm going to appreciate most is that anyone that wants to call or calls, I want you to tell me what you're going to do differently about the areas of your life, starting from your life, that you need to begin to focus on and see how you can become outstanding, what you've decided to do, what you will do to grow. Don't come telling me all tales and all woes. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear how we're going to change this narrative. Because Nigeria must become great again. In my lifetime. Whoa. Okay. Hello. Bros, we can't hear you. Lagos Talks.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Grace.
Okay, Grace, welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling based on the fact that you talked about a very lovely topic. Thank you, sir. In 19th excellence.
Yeah.
Although I've been married for like 3 years, I'm married as God a way of talking me, that my dad even wanted me to do my master, my husband is kicking, that anything I want to do, he kicks over my purpose, my progress, and my dad even said, December, you are going to do your master, tell him you are coming to visit me, and I'm very stuck, and I really want to move forward, sir, I need your advice, sir.
Need my advice?
Thank you. Mm. Yeah, because I really want to move on.
Does your husband have a master's?
NC, he's an NC holder.
That's the problem now. How can you overtake boy to man? The man cannot see it. He cannot understand why his wife will be a doctor or master's degree holder. Then when you get to a place, they recognize the holders of degrees. He will sit there and say he has diploma. So he has his insecurities. That is his insecure.
Okay.
So what you need to do is get him to the place of comfort by bringing him up, asking questions, try to show him a new world. And then even start by showing him the courses he can attend. Even if they are free. There are many free. Then he now starts getting some certificates. And those certificates, they are digital, but you print them out. He can paste them, frame them. Then the man will see that he has certificates from this business school, this, that. He will get them. But at the end of the day...
He studied computer science.
Forget everybody, they study computer. Even computer,
yes,
to enter
sir.
One corner. I'm not talking about studying.
Yes,
I'm talking about the mentality. What's the way he's thinking. His mindset is creating a mind trap. And as long as that mind trap is there, there won't be progress. You'll be stuck.
Yes,
so
sir.
You need to unlock
yes,
it.
Sir.
Look for the best way, the best hour, the best moment. Grant him, give him venison. If you know the soup he likes, that day cook the soup for him and be rubbing his tummy. As I tell him, my dear, remember I have to go for masters. He will just approve him. Fiam, once he don't approve him. But you have to walk in wisdom. Because
yes,
marriage
sir.
Is not about one lane. It's two lanes. And both lanes must run together. If they don't run together, then something is wrong. All right? Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Grace.
God bless you, sir.
Bless
yes,
you.
Sir. Thank you, sir. Have a lovely day, sir.
You too.
This is coming from Abayomi, and this is what he had to say. An average Nigerian who has never experienced 24 hours electricity will never know excellence. In short, Nigeria as a country isn't structured to be excellent. If you think I'm exaggerating, look at the self-acclaimed Center of Excellence in Nigeria and point out to me what is excellent about it. Oh, God of creation.
Well, what can I say? There's been some progress, but is that progress good enough? The answer is no. Lagos Talks. Oh.
We lost that one. This is coming from a listener saying, well done, Uncle Idi. Good afternoon. If I cite you, my name is Babatunde. Hi, Babatunde. And he's saying, Uncle Idi, today's Gadget is amazing and thoughtful. I have learned a lot from on the life of excellence. The definition from the American Heritage Dictionary is of high repute. I pray God will continue to bless you and grant you more wisdom and knowledge. You are really a blessing to the generation. Once again, I still stand by you. The youth of this great country will support your presidency ambition. Mr. Idi doesn't have a presidency ambition. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Lagos Talks.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Idi.
Good afternoon, sir. Who's calling, sir?
This is Michael Obadiah.
Michael Obadiah. All right, sir. You have the floor. Go ahead.
I've been listening to your program, and I make it a duty out of my office hour to just take our time to listen to you twice in a week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. And
I'm
blessed. I thank God for your life. You are the voice of the hour for our nation. Yeah. And I pray that may God continue to strengthen you and show the path for us to go.
Thank you.
I quickly want to just talk about the topic that we are dealing with currently, about excellence. Some time ago, I came across this word of the Singaporean leader, Lee Kuan Yew.
Lee Kuan Yew.
And he said that there is no something extraordinary about what they are doing. It's simply they keep doing the right thing over and over again, and it brings the very country that they were dreaming of. And we look at this in the light of our country. I observe that there is no excellence. People are not really striving to be the best.
Yeah.
And when I came across, when the Lord really opened my eyes to this theme of excellence, I see this in the book of Psalm 8, where it says that, O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And when you read that scripture in the Message translation.
Yeah, quickly, because I have to round off soon, sir.
It says, yours is an household name. I just pray that the upcoming.
Oh, my. Sorry.
Lord.
Okay.
So I just want to thank you and
thank
keep
you,
the
Michael.
Good work. The good work.
Thank you.
And it's my delight to follow you every week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And this is from Harrison saying, thank you, Uncle Idi. I'm motivated to strive for excellence in all aspects of my life endeavors. Hope everybody takes this to heart.
Thank you, Harrison.
Ebuka is saying, happy new month, sir.
Happy new month, Ebuka.
And he did share a story, if you'd like for me to read it out.
Okay.
I was going to supply goods when I called, and there's this guy inside his car. He blocked the road. So this idea of, do you know? Okay, so you're definitely talking about something not related to this topic.
So move.
This is
on.
Coming from a listener saying, Uncle Idi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for what you do to help me out to live better. You may not know how much you've helped someone like me. God bless you, sir.
God bless you too.
Gabriel Jude is saying, good afternoon, Ify and Sir Idi. Those who know how great this nation will be in the future are reminded each time you speak. Thank you, sir.
That's deep.
This is coming from, okay, so Harrison, you've already sent this via WhatsApp, so thank you very much for that.
You see, as a people, we need a total re-engineering. When you hear arise, it's a call. Arise, O compatriots. Now, first of all, you must have patriots before they become compatriots. How many patriots do you have? A patriot starts from the pledge. And the way I want Nigerians, especially those of listening to me, I want you to go and recite the pledge. Write it down. There are keywords in that pledge. If you and I follow that pledge to the letter, we'll be on the pathway of not just restoring ourselves, restoring others, and restoring the dignity of our nation, Nigeria, where we'll come back and we'll surpass every other place and nation and notion of who Nigerians are and what Nigeria is. I'll be back on Thursday by God's grace, and we'll continue on this line of excellence. I hope you had a great time. I hope you also, somehow, my objective was to stir up, to provoke you to think about yourself. Are you thinking excellently? Are you operating in excellence? If you're not, when we come back, we'll be looking at some qualities of excellence from Thursday, and then we'll build on it and dimensionalize it. God giving us grace, we'll get there. Because there's a place called there, and I know it, that this country will be changed and will become great again. Thank you so much, my boss Ifi, Arabian.
My name is Khadija.
Khadija.
So Ifi Khadija.
Ifi Khadija.
Thank you.